This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 441, the only IELTS textbook that you need. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk about which IELTS textbooks we would recommend and which books you should definitely stay away from in your journey to IELTS success.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Guys, this energy in my voice is, yes, partly because of coffee, but also because I just had like a 10-day vacation, and I don't remember the last time that I had that much time to not work and just play. That's all we did was play. It was amazing.
It's so good. So good for you. Vacations are, it's counterintuitive, right? Because they say, you know, if you have a lot of work to do, if you want to get a lot done, you should just work. But actually, you get more done if you take some time off.
Oh, completely.
And don't work and then come back to it. It's so amazing.
And it's, you know, the most important sort of outcome from this was, well, the time I got to spend with James, just he and I. I mean, he's six now and he's, you know, he's a person and he's fun to hang out with. And just getting to hang out with him was the best. But then like sort of a secondary effect of this travel with him, because part of it was like a road trip, right? Which was amazing. It just reminded me how important it is to get out, to not work sometimes. And like I did schedule it, but I have scheduled like more hikes for myself this week, right? And like camping with James and stuff. So
cool. Yeah, camping is the best. I just bought my first tent, so I now own a tent, a camping tent. So that's an incredible feeling of freedom. When you buy a tent, you can go on your own and camp anytime. It's such a good feeling.
Wait. Yes. Well, back up. How did you not own a tent? What person are you?
on the road trip, I borrowed my brother's tent, and I've just been borrowing tents and like not owning my own. So I have a house that can be outside. It's a good feeling.
Yes. I love tent camping. I love camping so much. I just made camping reservations for James and I in 3 weeks, I think. And it's like right on a lake. I mean, the beach of the lake is right in front of our tent.
Yeah.
I mean,
so good.
It's going to be incredible. Great. Okay. So guys, we have decided to answer a question that today, that we have actually got quite a few times from listeners, and we've sort of danced around it and not addressed it directly because it is not what we recommend usually. So, a student asked us about textbooks. And guys, you know our feelings about textbooks, but we will recommend some for you today. And just sort of dig into this question. Lindsay, do you want to read part of the student's email?
Yes, sure. Okay, so I'll just read the email here. So I'm Indian and I'm 20 years old. I love listening to your podcast and I'm very thankful to you for the podcast that you do. Well, thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Yes. You entertain us and teach us too, so you're doing a great job. All right. My IELTS fear is, how will I prepare for IELTS and what book should I study with to prepare? How should my study plan be? The important one in this is, what are the best books to prepare for IELTS? Because there are a number of books out there and I don't understand which one would be more effective. Hope you could help me with it. Thank you for this email.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, there's a few things in here, guys. So let's tackle that textbook question. Now, first and foremost, Lindsay, would you explain a little bit our textbook philosophy? How do we feel about textbooks here?
Well, in general, at All Ears English, we feel that textbooks often don't reflect real English. Sometimes they try to, right? Because Jessica, we know you do some textbook writing and you try your best to put in real English. And you do sometimes, but you have editors too that edit that out.
Yes, all right, the time. Oh.
Yeah. But when it comes to more specifically IELTS, I see the biggest problem with textbooks being that they can't really be updated. So here at All Ears English at Three Keys IELTS, we update our IELTS course all the time, right? So we're just adding a new reading lesson now based on what's existing now on the test as opposed to 2 years ago. What are the new trends? And textbooks can't do that, guys. So if you buy a textbook, maybe you buy a used textbook. Let's say you want to save money. Then you're getting a book that could be 5 or 8 years old that doesn't reflect the current test, right?
That's the biggest issue for sure. And I think the second biggest issue is believing that that's all you need. A textbook, no matter how good the textbook, it will never be enough. It's not going to give you feedback on your speaking and writing, right? Mm, I mean, it's just not possible to get everything you need out of one textbook. I mean, even when I did teach IELTS in the classroom for many years, teachers are infamous for hating textbooks, right? Even classroom teachers, like nobody loves the textbook they're teaching from. Everybody has to supplement it with other activities. And we don't even use everything in any given textbook. It doesn't matter if it's general conversation or test prep. That is, that's what happens in every classroom. So it's not even enough if you're in a course, right? That's based on a textbook. So there's that. Okay. But if I have to recommend a place to start, right? If maybe you're just beginning your IELTS journey and you really just want a little bit of extra help. I always, when I was teaching in a classroom, I always really liked the IELTS Foundation series. So that is my main recommendation. That's the best textbook that I have come across. Now, remember guys, it's not enough for your speaking and writing, but it will give you a couple, you know, useful strategies, especially for reading and listening. But even that, guys, does not include everything you're going to see on today's IELTS exam. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to access the same strategies and complete preparation system that helped Brian increase his listening score from a 7.5 to a 9, reading 6.5 to an 8, and he increased his overall score by a whole band point to an overall 8 with our course. Check it out today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, maybe potentially it could be a good place to get started, flip through the book, and then assess what the exam actually looks like based on the sections, maybe. And then you get started. The other thing that you're missing with a textbook is that you don't have the community. So when you join a course like ours, for example, online, you have this incredible Facebook group that you join immediately, and then you're connected to people you can practice with, you can ask questions. That's a huge piece of your prep that you don't get when you just rely on a textbook.
It's enormous. It's enormous. I mean, like I was saying, I was on vacation for 10 days, right? And I did check in with the students a couple times. Like I checked in with the Facebook to answer questions, but just like twice. And then when I got home, I just found a slew of conversations that I could participate in. And I answered everything the day that I got back. And guys, it's a lot. There are so many amazing exchanges going on in our closed Facebook group that would be impossible in any language class in any other online course, because as students are studying at home, they're coming across things like, which phrase is better? Why do people say this? Where would I find this on the test? And they could post it right away. If you're enrolled in a class, you're going to forget by the time class starts, you know, like you can't just like ask someone right away as it's happening. So yeah, I mean, hugely beneficial. Okay. So having said that, guys, the only other textbook that are amazingly beneficial that you do probably want to get for yourselves, if you can't find a download, which I'm not going to recommend because it's illegal, but people do it. So the Cambridge, the practice test books, I think there are 11 out now, maybe 13. Geez, I should check. But anything from Cambridge 7 on. So guys, these aren't textbooks. These aren't textbooks. They don't prepare you. This is just test practice. So this is only something that you need to look into once you've already done a course, once you've already learned all the strategies. So
love that.
There's
yeah, it's really about knowing you know, when to implement certain resources, right? There's a certain time when you need to be doing the practice tests, but before that, you need to be doing something different. It's not about jumping into practice tests all the time. That's a silly way to prepare, guys, because you don't know your strategies.
Exactly. So that goes towards answering the student's other question about preparing a study plan, right? So you need a study plan. You need to make sure you're learning all the strategies and building up your knowledge step by step with a system like ours, for example, that leads you into a complete understanding and confidence before you start doing practice tests, any practice tests. So if you're doing this on your own, that's the study plan. You need to build up each ability step by step and then schedule yourself some practice tests at the end. So guys, if you are trying to invest in IELTS textbooks, I can tell you definitely what not to do. Don't get a textbook that is not in English, right? Some students in our course posted a picture of a textbook in Chinese the other day, and I'm just like, just no, I don't have to like look through it. No, it has to be in English. And guys, only trust stuff from the major publishers, the Western publishers, okay? Cengage, Macmillan, Cambridge. Only trust stuff from them. Otherwise, it's not by a native speaker. It's not endorsed by IDP or Cambridge. So I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, you could be getting anything. Who knows? Who knows what you're getting?
Yeah. Who knows? And you don't know. That's the point. Like, you don't know because you're not an IELTS professional, or else you'd be getting a 9 and you wouldn't need preparation. So like, trust us here, guys. You definitely don't want to do that.
You got it. So hopefully this answers this student's question and anyone else who is wondering about textbooks. But again, we come back to our basic, point here is that an online course is really better than a textbook for your overall prep, guys. And, you know, again, Jessica, you were away the last couple of weeks and some incredible success stories came in, right? Well, you were on vacation.
Oh,
you caught
gosh.
Up. You saw them when you came back to the Facebook group. Pretty awesome.
It was amazing. Yeah. So, like I got back Saturday, Sunday, I went to a coffee shop, like, you know, so I could go through all the stuff. And yeah, there were like 4 or 5, posts in a row. This, it happens like this. We just get this slew of results, and it was 6.5, 7, 8. Like these were all just really positive scores about this is more than what I even needed. And now, like, sayonara IELTS, I'm moving on. I mean, like, just such positive results, guys.
Yeah. Smart students who did it right the first time, and maybe they're taking the exam only once. Who knows? Maybe they're off to Canada or they're off to Australia, and what a dream.
Exactly.
Now focus on your vision, your life vision for your family and your career. Love that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's beautiful. Just,
so good.
just so much beautiful life lately, guys.
Yeah. So Jessica, where can our listeners read those success stories? Where can they go to check it out?
So, guys, you can see these and our long list of previous success stories at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can read these amazing results, see the score increases, which I think speaks to the strength of our course most of all, right?
Yeah.
Going from a 5.5 to a 7, going from a 6.5 to a 9. I mean, these are legitimate increases, you can see, guys. And then on that same page, you can also get into our course, even the personal coach package where you get to have lessons with me one-on-one on Skype.
Love it. Love it. So good. All right. So guys, go on over there real quick, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And Jessica, we'll see you back here very soon on this show. Same place, same time.
Awesome. Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.